In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The Pine Gulch fire burning north of Grand Junction has surpassed 50,000 acres. Officials expect extreme fire activity to continue, fueled by wind. Meanwhile, the Grizzly Creek fire has become the highest priority fire in the country and continues to keep Interstate 70 closed in Glenwood Canyon. And now Independence Pass is closed indefinitely between Aspen and Leadville. CDOT says too many cars and trucks tried to use the high-altitude pass as an alternative to I-70, and many vehicles got stuck. CDOT says motorists should use U.S. 50 through Gunnison to travel across the state. Colorado health officials began testing wastewater in an effort to catch COVID-19 outbreaks. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
State officials are committing over $500,000 to boost wastewater testing efforts to track where the coronavirus is spreading. Public Health Director John Putnam says internationally driven research has prompted the state to invest in the strategy.
It can provide early warning in the vicinity of about 4 to 7 days to know if there are major changes in COVID incidents in the community that we can then use to take that information to deploy testing or other sort of resource.
The Colorado State Joint Information Center says no meaningful information will be available until trends are established over the next several months. I'm Paul Shasta, CPR News.
We're expecting partly cloudy skies over Metro Denver tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Right now it's 91 degrees in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.